For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Wednesday morning, middle of the week. I pray you're doing great. I'm thrilled you're loving these teachings. I love bringing them to you. Like I said, this Radiant Living teaching is one that I've done probably in four different locations, four different churches, and I just love it. I'm thrilled that these the people who have booked us for this have loved it. We will come to you and do it if you would like for us to. But we're out of Psalm 34, and we're in verse 5. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. And as I said yesterday, the background is David had been running for his life from a madman named Saul, and God delivered him. So he even opens Psalm 34 saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. He's so excited. He got free from this guy, from this madman. He says, he delivered me from all my fears. Isn't that a great testimony? And then we were talking about how the secret to being radiant is to simply look to Jesus. David says, look to him. Look to him. Taste and see, in verse 8, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. So we've been in that vein talking about that. Gave you the definition of radiant, filled with light, bright, beaming, glowing. And through this, you have to have been around as long as I interviewing, talking, preaching, teaching to both men and women, but especially women in this teaching, because I started to discover what keeps us from experiencing that radiant life that God wants us to have. Many times it's that we've believed lies. And this is very important, because always remember this, what you believe is critical, because it will result in your behavior. Think about Eve in the garden. She believed a lie, didn't she? And then she ate of the fruit. And look at the consequence. We must have truth deep within us. God is good. His nature is full of love. He loves us. He's got a plan for our lives. I want to spend my time with God. These bullet truths, because it will affect our behavior. Well, I've got seven lies that women unfortunately believe, and it keeps them from looking to Christ for radiant living. I will get through one. These are from Nancy Lee DeMoss, who had like, I don't know how many, I want to say in the 30s, and I just pulled top seven that I have encountered either in my life or as I've interviewed and been around other women. Number one, I just can't help the way I am. You see things that you want to be different, and you'll say stuff like, I'm just so exhausted. I can't function. My family never dealt with problems, and that's the way I am. I just can't help the way I am. I never had a real mother. See what's happening? It's that victim thing all the time. Truth is, you can help the way you are, because you have the Holy Spirit living within you to change. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.